This is Jimmy Cab Tape to Broadcast. I'm here with Alex
Camargo
of Christian. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Welcome back to the United States.
Thanks, man.
How are you enjoying the tour with Destruction?
Having a great time, man. We're fans of Destruction, and every night's like a joy watching them playing and hanging out with the guys. We had the offer, you know. I mean, they invited us to do it, and we're like, hell yeah, let's do it. And we're here having a great time. Destruction is a great influence for us, like since the early days, and it's been like a long time since we've been hanging out with the guys. So definitely great times, man.
You know, let's touch a little base. Let's go back in time a little bit, because you're right. Destruction was one of the early pivotal bands that influenced you when you were back in Brazil. All right. The fact that you not only took that influence and made it into what you have become now as Christian, very distinctive sounds, but I can see the influence there. And what I mean by that is, being that you're coming from a country that has such a turmoil with poverty, yeah, with corruption, how did those early bands, including Destruction, influence you now?
Well, I mean, they're still going, you know. I mean, Destruction is still doing it. Like, they're still passionate about it. Like, I remember back in the day where, you know, I mean, we seen those, the album covers and the way they dressed up and with the bullet belts and shit, and the way they play it. And I think they're still doing it. They're still passionate about it. Like I say, it's always a pleasure watching them playing, and they're still doing it. And some of the bands, like, let's say, Exodus is still doing it. Like they're part of the first
Sodom
generation, Sodom, you know, Testament. These kind of bands, you know, they might have a little gap here and there in their careers, but they're still doing it. And those are our main influences, because they're still doing it after all the years. So it's not just about the music; it's the way they do it. They're still motivated, so it's also motivation for us, you know.
You know, one of the things that's always been interesting to me about your band, and again, I said this the last time that we talked, that I think you're an underrated lyricist. Your lyrics are very multidimensional. This is something that I want to get into. I hope you don't mind. It's been established recently that the United States and the NSA was spying on the Brazilian government. As what I like to call black cells with espionage.
Right.
Within Brazil, in that region of the world, there's been an uprising. The difference between the uprising now and the uprising in the past is, in the past, there's always been strong suppression. But now, with multimedia, everyone's getting together. The opposition against tyranny is growing and getting stronger. Your music, for a long time now, over two decades, whether it's deliberate or not, has always had anthems fighting against that type of tyranny.
Right.
Now that everything's changing in the political climate, where you don't have to worry about death squads and what have you, especially in your country, where the rise of opposition is coming, will you be focusing more lyrically, directly, whereas indirectly maybe you had to in the past? Explain to me about that.
Definitely will, man. It's a great subject, you know. I mean, all these crazy things that are happening, like you say, like nowadays you got the chance to find out what's going on, you know. I mean, the information is everywhere, so it's no way
you can't stop it.
Yeah. So it's definitely, you know, we play the brutal music, so the messages are brutal as well, but not that we're just talking about, like, you know, man, gore shit or evil shit. It's all good, you know what I mean? But
realistic.
Yeah, we gotta be realistic at some point, you know what I mean? And definitely, it's a great subject, you know what I mean? Like, the whole new thing, you know what I mean? The uprising, the opposition, you know what I mean? It fits with the music and the way you sing things. We're like a grown-up man, you know what I mean? When we first started playing, we just wanted, you know, I mean, like, sound as evil and brutal as possible. We're still doing it, but, like, after all these years, we gotta find out different ways to keep doing it, even though we still attach it to our roots, but there's a point that you gotta be more realistic, and it's definitely this whole thing, not just in Brazil,
Venezuela.
South American countries, over Russia, and even here, people always got a voice, and if it's time to protest, you gotta go and fucking do it, and it's definitely a very nice subject, and I'm definitely gonna go talk about it, man.
Being that it has been over 20 years since Christian has been together, and you've had matured, do you find yourself coming into barriers where, as an artist and as the fact that you've been growing throughout all this time, do you find yourself barriers where you maybe felt uncomfortable in the past to cross, but now that you're older and wiser, are willing to cross?
Sometimes, the kind of music we would play, it's not as easy, it's not as popular or as melodic heavy metal or the new wave of thrash metal, it's all labels after all, but the way the bands played, we're we're just three guys, trying to step up and play what we like, what we believe. So it's definitely sometimes there is barriers, sometimes there's a lot of overrated shit out there, this flavor of the month bands, with the visual aspect, sometimes counting more than the music itself, but so far so good, man. We're still here, we're still having a good time. It's we've been doing it, and we still somehow we're here, we found out a way to keep doing it, and looking for better opportunities and stuff, and it's a struggle. The struggle is part of its business, it is what it is, but sometimes definitely there's doors slamming in your face, and we go look for some other entrance, just try to keep rolling, but it's definitely tough business, man, especially from South America. If we're a three-piece band playing death metal, it's people don't really especially the big media and shit, they don't have much eyes for it, but we're here to piss them off, we do what we do, and we believe in what we do, we're gonna keep doing it. As long as you're motivated, we're gonna keep doing it.
One of the things that I've always admired about Christian is the integrity, not only musically, but amongst your bandmates. There's this very strong union that seems unbreakable. With many bands, especially bands that have been together over an abundance of time, there seems to be egos, there seems to be riffs, there seems to be creative differences, especially in this scene. In the United States, the American death metal scene has become mundane. It's become somewhat repetitive, not really as dangerous or creatively expanding as it once was.
Yeah.
It's bands like yourself that not only have lasted the test of time, but have also established a credibility factor.
Cool, man. Thanks for noticing.
How have you done that, though? Because it is the three of you.
Yeah, man, like I say, it's all about, the way you get along with your bandmates, We've been together since we're born, I think this is a plus, after all, it's all about the music. You gotta do good music, no matter for brothers or for good friends, but definitely being brothers, he helped a lot through the years, like you're saying, that ego shit, and and the way people doing their things, they do. Sometimes they got albums done, and the band is not even jamming together, with all this technology, somebody gonna get their parts done somewhere, and then some of the other bandmates are gonna get it done somewhere else, we still having the passion to jam, we love jamming. We got together and still we're having a good time, you know. I mean, we jam like cover songs, like old rock and roll songs, like just for the fun, you know. I mean, and we're still working out, you know. I mean, like I say, it is an advantage, you know. I mean, having like our brothers as a bandmates, but you know, I mean, after all, it's all about the music, you know. I mean, we don't go around saying, oh, we're three brothers, we're a three-piece band, it's such an awesome thing, you know. I mean, it helps, you know what I mean, but we keep it down, you know. I mean, we think about the music, and I've got along with my bros, like we have been educated, you know what I mean, to respect each other and be there for each other, you know what I mean. And it's like the music itself helps, you know what I mean, to keep it like tight, you know what I mean, to keep it like as a union. And like I said, we still love what we do, man. Somehow, like you were saying, like the bands, the lineups is always like a, you know, a problem, like to keep the same lineup and to keep the same guys. It's always the ego shit. We're good with that. We it's all about the music. We're committed to each other in the band. We're like, I respect what they do and they respect what I'm doing. So when we're jamming, we're like building up songs. We got differences, you know what I mean, but after all, it's all about the music and the union, you know what I mean.
That's really interesting. Does that sense of mutual respect and trust and the bonding come from your childhood and your parenting?
Definitely. Like since the high school days, you know what I mean. I remember my boys were getting in trouble and we stick it up to each other, you know, and we step up for each other. Like if we mess with my bro, we mess with me, you know what I mean. And it's always been like that. Like since the early days, I got. You know, the phone was ringing in my house. It was like our teachers were calling me, like, oh, your brother is in trouble here. You better come and get him. And it's been like that, you know. I mean, every time my bros were in trouble and vice versa, you know, we're there for each other. And it developed as men, you know what I mean? Like, and the music itself, and it's just... I know it's kind of a cliche, like saying, oh, we're fucking, you know, I mean, we take care of business and all this shit, but we definitely do, man. We love what we do. I love my brothers, and, you know, I mean, as long as we're passionate about it, we're going to keep doing it.